This is the reading for June 27th. Job chapter 28. There are mines where people dig silver and places where gold is made pure. Iron is taken from the ground and copper is melted out of rocks. Miners bring lights and search deep into the mines for ore in thick darkness. Miners dig a tunnel far from where people live, where no one has ever walked. They work far from people, swinging and swaying from ropes. Food grows on top of the earth, but below ground things are changed as if by fire. Sapphires are found in rocks, and gold dust is also found there. No hawk knows that path, the falcon has not seen it. Proud animals have not walked there, and no lions cross over it. Miners hit the rocks of flint and dig away at the bottom of the mountains. They cut tunnels through the rock and see all the treasures there. They search for places where rivers begin and bring things hidden out into the light. But where can wisdom be found, and where does understanding live? People do not understand the value of wisdom. It cannot be found among those who are alive. The deep ocean says, "It's not in me." The sea says, "It's not in me." Wisdom cannot be bought with gold, and its cost cannot be weighed in silver. Wisdom cannot be bought with fine gold or with valuable onyx or sapphire gems. Gold and crystal are not as valuable as wisdom, and you cannot buy it with jewels of gold. Coral and jasper are not worth talking about, and the price of wisdom is much greater than rubies. The topaz from Cush cannot compare to wisdom. It cannot be bought with the purest gold. So where does wisdom come from, and where does understanding live? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, even from the birds of the air. The places of destruction and death say, "We have heard reports about it." Only God understands the way to wisdom, and He alone knows where it lives, because He looks to the farthest parts of the earth and sees everything under the sky. When God gave power to the wind and measured the water, when He made rules for the rain and set a path for a thunderstorm to follow, then He looked at wisdom and decided its worth. He set wisdom up and tested it. Then He said to humans, "The fear of the Lord is wisdom. To stay away from evil is understanding." 1 Chronicles chapter 13. David talked with all the officers of his army, the commanders of 100 men and the commanders of 1,000 men. Then David called the people of Israel together and said, "If you think it is a good idea, and if it's what the Lord our God wants, let's send a message. Let's tell our fellow Israelites and all the areas of Israel and the priests and Levites living with them in their towns and pastures to come and join us. Let's bring the ark of our God back to us. We did not use it to ask God for help while Saul was king." All the people agreed with David because they all thought it was the right thing to do. So David gathered all the Israelites from the Shihor River in Egypt to Lebo Hamath to bring the Ark of God back from the town of Kiriath Jearim. David and all the Israelites with him went to Bala of Judah, which is Kiriath Jearim, to get the Ark of God the Lord. God's throne is between the golden-winged creatures on the Ark, and the Ark is called by His name. The people carried the Ark of God from Abinadab's house on a new cart, and Uzzah and Ahio guided it. David and all the Israelites were celebrating in the presence of God. With all their strength, they were singing and playing lyres, harps, tambourines, cymbals, and trumpets. When David's men came to the threshing floor of Kidon, the oxen stumbled, and Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the Ark. The Lord was angry with Uzzah and killed him because he had touched the Ark. So Uzzah died there in the presence of God. David was angry because the Lord had punished Uzzah in His anger. Now that place is called the punishment of Uzzah. David was afraid of God that day and asked, "How can I bring the Ark of God home to me?" So David did not take the Ark with him to Jerusalem. Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom, who was from Gath. The Ark of God stayed with Obed-Edom's family in his house for 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom's family and everything he owned. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. Hiram, king of the city of Tyre, sent messengers to David. He also sent cedar logs, bricklayers, and carpenters to build a palace for David. Then David knew that the Lord really had made him king of Israel and that he had made his kingdom great. The Lord did this because he loved his people Israel. David married more women in Jerusalem and had more sons and daughters. These are the names of David's children born in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Epelet, Nogah, Nepheg, Nephiah, Elishama, Beliadah, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been made king of all Israel, they went to look for him. But David heard about it and went out to fight them. The Philistines had attacked and robbed the people in the valley of Rephaim. David asked God, "Should I go and attack the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord answered him, "Go, I will hand them over to you." So David and his men went up to the town of Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines. David said, "Like a flood of water, God has broken through my enemies by using me." So that place was named Baal Perazim. The Philistines had left their idols there, so David ordered his men to burn them. Soon the Philistines attacked the people in the valley again. David prayed to God again, and God answered him, saying, "Don't attack the Philistines from the front. Instead, go around them and attack them in front of the balsam trees. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then attack. I, God, will have gone out before you to defeat the Philistine army." David did as God commanded, and he and his men defeated the Philistine army all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. So David became famous in all the countries, and the Lord made all nations afraid of him.